Hello there. May I speak to Lilian Zambrana? Hola.
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you so much. My name is Oscar, calling from Opinion Research. It's a national public opinion firm, and we are talking with people in your area. We'd like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis about the schools in your area. Before we begin, could you please confirm that you are not driving and that you are in a place where you can talk safely?
Yes,
you are. Thank you so much, and we appreciate your help. We'll do this fast as we can. Please confirm, in which state do you currently live?
I'm sorry?
In which state do you live?
New Jersey.
Thank you. We have the information, but we need to confirm it with you. Do you live in the city of Camden or outside the city of Camden?
In the city of Camden.
In the city of Camden. Thank you so much. And what is the zip code where you live at, ma'am?
08102.
08102. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Let's move on. Are you or anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station for a political party or by a candidate for a political office?
No.
No? Okay. Are you or any member of your household a teacher, an employee of a school, college, or university, a member of a teachers' union or teachers' association?
No.
No, thank you so much. Let's move on. For statistical purposes, so we know we are speaking with people of different ages, in what year were you born? 1984. Thank you so much. Which one of the following best describes you? A man, a woman, or you identify yourself in some other way? A woman. Thank you so much. To ensure that we have a representative sample, are you from a Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish-speaking background?
Yes.
Thank you. For statistical purposes only, what is your main ethnic or racial heritage? Caucasian or white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino American, Asian American?
Latina.
Latino American, thank you so much. And what is the last grade you completed in your school, ma'am?
Well, graduate college this year.
College graduate this year. Okay, very well.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. How many children, if any, do you have in your household who are 18 or younger, for whom you are the parent or guardian?
None.
All right. I'm going to read you a list of various public officials and organizations. Please tell me, as I read each one, if your opinion of it is very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If I name one you don't know too much about, just tell me and we'll go to the next one. What is your opinion of Assemblyman Bill Spearman? Favorable or unfavorable?
I don't know who that is. I'm sorry.
Never heard of him.
Yeah.
That's an acceptable answer. You never heard of them? I just entered that.
Okay.
What is your opinion of the teachers' unions in general? Teachers' unions. Favorable or unfavorable?
I would say I don't have any opinion because I don't know enough.
Don't know. Okay. That's well. We can accept that. Remember, the choices are very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you don't know, just tell me. If you never heard of them, just tell me. What is your opinion on Mayor Vic Catarfin?
I don't know him either.
Have you ever heard of him?
No.
Vic Catarfin. Okay. What is your opinion on Camden School Superintendent Katrina McCombs? Favorable or unfavorable?
I'm sorry, I'm not familiar with that person either.
Okay, that's all right, man. That's a part of the survey to know, let us know how well known this person saw, this individual saw. What is your opinion of State Assemblyman Bill Moen?
I don't know him either.
All right. What is your opinion on former Mayor Frank Moran?
Favorable.
Very favorable or somewhat favorable?
I would say very favorable.
All right. And what is your opinion of the governor, Governor Phil Murphy?
Unfavorable.
Very unfavorable or somewhat?
Very.
And what is your opinion of State Senator Nilsa Cruz Perez?
Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable. Okay, let's move on. I'm going to read a list of various educational institutions. Please tell me as I read each one if your opinion of it is very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If I name one you don't know too much about, just tell me and we'll go on to the next one. What is your opinion of public charter schools in Camden? Favorable or unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable, okay. And what is your opinion of traditional public schools in Camden?
Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable, okay. What is your opinion of Renaissance schools in Camden? Favorable or unfavorable?
You said Renaissance?
Yeah, Renaissance. Have you ever heard of
it? No, I'm familiar with that.
All right. What is your opinion of private and parochial schools in Camden? Favorable or unfavorable?
Private. I would
and parochial.
So the private school is, for example, is it Urban Promise? Is that something that's a private school considered a private school?
I'm not supposed to provide any further information about what is in the service, so I don't pollute it.
Oh, okay.
So, private and parochial schools in Camden, just so your view of them.
How I think is a private school, I would say somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable, very well. See, I'm supposed to read 100% verbatim, and that's what, you know, otherwise I'm polluting the survey. Okay, what are some of the reasons for your somewhat favorable opinion of public charter schools in Camden? Could you please let me know what is the reason for your somewhat favorable opinion so I can enter it here?
Let's see.
Public charter schools we are speaking about.
Public, somewhat favorable, because that's, I went to public schools.
Right.
Fine.
What are the reasons that you like them?
I think they need more classes on realistic.
Do you think they have more realistic classes?
Yeah, like instead of focusing on the political dumb stuff, they should really focus on financial accounting, how to.
Okay, no, but that's
be
what you
financially
that's,
stable.
That's what you would that's what you would like them to have. But right now, the reason that you have a somewhat favorable opinion right now, what is it about public charter schools that you like?
That they don't teach you about finance enough.
They don't. Okay, do you think they don't teach enough finances?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that, I mean, that's something they don't have. But something that they have that you like, that you favor, is anything at all that you like?
I don't know, because I don't have any children, so I can't tell you what they're doing.
So, all right. But something that you have heard of about them, that you gave a somewhat favorable opinion of them, of public charter schools? Anything at all?
I'm trying to remember. Hold on. A lot of the children are behind. So I would say that's the lack right there.
Okay, so you think that they're...
A lot of the children are behind on their grades. Like, when they're testing, it shows that they're behind. So that's why I'm somewhat favorable, because they're failing our students. They're failing them.
A lot of children are behind right now. And are behind.
Yeah, in their education, they're behind in their level. They should be reading more.
Okay.
But that's why I'm somewhat favorable.
Okay, but any positive thing that any positive view about charter schools that you have?
Positive. Oh my goodness. They still have free lunch? I don't know.
Okay. Okay, very well. So, you don't can think anything positive about
them. Oh, you know
what?
They have better lunches. You could say they have better lunches since I've grown up. This moment, they have good lunches. They have more healthier choices.
And they offer more choices. Okay, very well. And we'll go with that one. Okay, let's move on. Oh, okay, choices. Thank you, ma'am. Well, let's move on. Just so everyone has the same information, public charter schools and Renaissance schools are two different ways to describe the same type of public school or type of a school. Knowing this, would you say that public charter schools and Renaissance schools are very different from traditional public schools, somewhat different from traditional public schools, not too different from traditional public schools, or not different at all from traditional public schools?
I don't know what the other school is.
Renaissance and charter schools. You don't know if they are different. Yeah, they are the same. Renaissance and charter schools
the same
are thing? Yeah, there are two different ways to describe the same type of a school. Knowing this, would you say that charter schools and Renaissance schools are very different from traditional public schools, somewhat different from traditional public schools, not too different, or not different at all from traditional public schools? What do you think, ma'am? Your opinion is that counts. There's no wrong or right here.
I guess they're similar, but I guess they're different. I'm trying to think of how they look.
Very different, somewhat different?
They're somewhat different.
Somewhat different. Okay, yeah. Very well. And there's another question here that I need to enter information. And what are some of the differences between public charter schools or Renaissance schools and traditional public schools that you can see? What do you see a difference between charter schools and traditional public schools? Anything that you can mention?
Traditional schools don't have uniforms.
And charter schools do?
And the charter schools do.
Okay.
Especially in high schools, I think. I mean, I haven't noticed. Again, I don't pay attention to them.
Charter schools have a uniform?
Yeah, I think so.
I understand, but remember, there's no wrong or right. It's your opinion that counts. And traditional public schools don't have them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anything else that you can think of?
No.
Okay, let's move on. Would you say that public education in Camden is headed in the right direction, or is public education in Camden on the wrong track?
Right direction.
Almost done, and thank you for your time. How important do you think is that all parents have the ability to choose a school that best meets their child's needs? Is it very important, somewhat important, not that important, or not important at all?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the first part you said.
How important do you think is that all parents have the ability to choose a school that best meets their child's needs?
Is that very important.
Very important. Okay, thank you, ma'am. Do you think that the local public schools in Camden need to change? A lot, some, a little, or not at all?
The lot, you said?
A lot.
If the Camden schools need to change?
Yes. Do you think the local public schools in Camden need to change? A lot, some, a little, or not at all?
Some.
Okay. From what you know or have heard, do you oppose or favor increasing the number of public charter and Renaissance schools here in Camden? Are you in favor or opposed to increasing the number of public charter schools and Renaissance schools in Camden, ma'am? Choices are strongly favor, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
Somewhat favor.
Somewhat favor, thank you. I'm going to read you some words or phrases that might describe public charter schools and Renaissance schools. For each one, tell me if you think it describes public charter schools and Renaissance schools very well, somewhat well, or if it does not describe public charter schools and Renaissance schools well, or does not describe them at all. The first description said public charter schools and Renaissance schools are open to all. Does that describe them very well, somewhat well, not describe them well, or not at all?
Somewhat.
Somewhat well, okay. Public charter schools and Renaissance schools are tuition free. Does that describe them well? Somewhat?
Yes.
Not describe them well or not at all? Well?
Well.
Very well? Okay. Or just well or very well?
Very well.
Very well. Public charter schools and Renaissance schools are public schools. Is that a good description of them? Very well, somewhat well? Not describe them
somewhat.
Well or not at all? Somewhat?
Somewhat well.
Public charter schools and Renaissance schools are non-profit.
Very well.
Very well. Public charter schools and Renaissance schools help to improve the entire public school system. Does that describe them very well, somewhat well? Not describe them well or not at all?
Somewhat well.
Somewhat well. Public charter schools serve mostly low-income students. Does that describe them very well, somewhat well? Not well or not at
somewhat.
All? Somewhat well?
Somewhat well.
Okay, one more. Public charter schools and Renaissance schools serve mostly students of color. Does that describe them very well, somewhat well, not describe them well, or not at all?
Not at all.
Not at all. Very well. Thank you, ma'am. Let's move almost down here. Over the past year, has your opinion of traditional public school become more favorable, less favorable, or has it not changed one way or the other? Traditional public schools we're talking about.
Public tradition?
Yeah, but traditional public schools. Has your opinion of them over the last year become more favorable, less favorable, or has not changed one way or the other?
More favorable.
More favorable. Thank you, ma'am. If a candidate running for office supported increasing the number of public charter and Renaissance schools in Camden, would you be more or less likely to vote for them, or would it have no effect on your vote?
It will have no effect.
No effect. Okay, thank you so much. Thinking about some more of our local elections, many people we have spoken with say they only vote for candidates for president, governor, Congress, and other mayor offices. How about you, ma'am? How often do you vote for school board members? Always, sometimes, rarely, never?
Sometimes.
Sometimes, thank you. Which one or two pieces of information made you the most favorable about public charter schools and Renaissance School? Is it that public charter schools and Renaissance School are the smaller schools that offer more individualized attention, that they support different learning styles, that they are free and open to all children, or they are managed independently from local school districts? Give quality options for families who would not otherwise have them, enroll children of all the skill levels and backgrounds, encourage more parent input and involvement, or none of these? Which one of these features do you think made you most favorable about charter and Renaissance schools in Camden? The ones I mentioned. Are a smaller school that offer more individualized attention, support different learning styles?
The first one.
Okay. Anything else? Free and open to all children, are managed independent from local school district, give quality options to families who would not otherwise have them, enroll children of all skill levels and backgrounds, encourage more parent input and involvement. Or just that one?
Just that one.
Okay, very well. Let's move on. We're almost done, ma'am. Just a few more questions for the statistical purposes only. Are you currently employed, a student, a stay-home parent, retired, or unemployed and looking for a job?
Employed and a student.
Both. Okay. In politics today, are you registered to vote as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
If I had to choose, it would be Republican.
Okay. And would you call yourself a strong Republican or not so strong Republican?
Somewhat Republican.
A strong Republican or not so strong?
Oh, not so strong, I guess.
Not so strong. Okay. Last question. How would you describe your economic circumstances? Low income, working class, middle class, upper middle class, or well-to-do?
Middle class.
Middle class. Thank you, ma'am. You're very, very kind. Thank you for your participation. Have a good night. God bless, ma'am.
You too. God bless you.
I appreciate your help.